Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
It was the 1960s, and the Black Power movement raged against police brutality and poverty. In Oakland, political leaders wore black berets and carried shotguns. They started free breakfast programs, but they also fought violently on behalf of their cause. The soundtrack of the era was politically charged, and it became the obsession for Seattle author Pat Thomas. He's just written his first book, Listen, Whitey, The Sights and Sounds of Black Power, 1965 to 1975. There's also a CD that features some rare recordings like this one, Invitation to Black Power by the Shaheed Quintet.
Hey, Brother Richard.
What, man?
Look at that black brother looking so mean.
Look like he's carrying a can of gasoline.
Listen, brother, let me pull your coat. That's no way to have a black revolt.
It's got such a jazzy feel to it.
It's also an early form of rap. There's sort of two guys talking back and forth, going, hey, what are you doing?
So what do you know about the musicians?
By the end of the 60s, the Black Power movement had made its way into the Midwest. This was a group of guys that I believe were based in Kansas City. They pressed and distributed this record themselves. Maybe 500 or 1,000 people maximum could have possibly purchased it.
So you're writing about Black Power and you're white. Did anybody give you any resistance as you researched your project?
Most of the people I reached out to were supportive. You know, some were more guarded than others. The one person who I really wanted to have him open up to me was a very famous poet and playwright named Amiri Baraka. And Amiri just didn't really want to talk to me and also was reluctant to let me use the song.
Did he say why?
Amiri is a man of very few words. And when it comes to speaking to white journalists, he has less than few words.
Will you survive America with your 20-cent habit? Your four-bag Jones, will you survive in the heat and fire?
So I understand you got started with this project after you moved to Oakland, and you reached out to members of the Black Panther Party. So who opened doors for you?
David Hilliard, who's not quite as famous as, let's say, a Bobby Seale or Huey Newton or Aldridge, was one of the key Black Panther members during those early glory years. He was the chief of staff. Through David, I met Elaine Brown. Her main legacy is the fact that she became the only woman to become chairman of the party. But Elaine's other legacy is that she was a singer, songwriter, and pianist.
Yes, I remember the yesterdays, the poverty that you and me survived.
And she recorded two albums, one in 1969 and one in 1973. And what makes the 1973 album particularly interesting is it was actually released by Motown.
And Motown wasn't known for putting out political albums. Can you talk a little bit about that story that you talk about in your book about the Black Forum label?
After the death of Martin Luther King, some of the younger, more militant employees of Motown went to Berry Gordy and said, Berry, Martin Luther King has been shot. Black Panther Party is out there. It's time for us to take a stand. Now, Berry was not going to mess up his formula with the Supremes and the Temptations and turn them into black militants. But what he did do is he allowed a few employees to start sort of their own label within the context of his company, and it really focused on speeches and spoken word.
Let's play one of those speeches. This one's by Stokely Carmichael, delivered in Oakland in February 1967.
Many of us feel, many of our generation feel, that they're getting ready to commit genocide against us. Now, many people say that's a horrible thing to say about anybody. But if it is a horrible thing to say, then we should do as Brother Malcolm says, we should examine history. The birth of this nation was conceived in the genocide of the red man.
A lot of the stuff in your book and CD is really provocative. There is also the title of your book, which you say you took from a collection of speeches.
At the end of the day, to evoke racial change, to really make a difference, it's not about being warm and fuzzy. It's about being confrontational. And that's what the Black Panthers who I met taught me. Like, running around giving out kisses and hugs wasn't going to change anything. And so I wanted to include some songs that reflected the message of like, hey, we need to get up into your face and let you know, hey, listen, Whitey, this is how we feel.
Here's how Marlena Shaw tells it.
I was born, raised in a ghetto. I was born and raised in a ghetto.
I'm Florangela Davila, KPLU News.
Of the ghetto. Won't you listen, won't you listen, won't you listen to me? They're just later. Ging, ging, ging.